BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 16. The Spirit imparts the mind of Jesus. The Apostle Paul is still redressing the Corinthian Christians who are proud in the gifts of knowledge and teaching, the gifts they were given upon receiving the Holy Spirit when they first believed. Paul introduces the topic of the office and work of the Holy Spirit in verses 10 through 16, which he will maintain and build upon in the rest of his letter. Jesus' words to the knowledgeable Jewish Rabbi Nicodemus, called Israel's teacher, are related to those of Apostle Paul in these verses. Quote, "Flesh gives birth to flesh, and spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So is it with everyone born of the Spirit." John chapter 3, verses 6 through 8. God gives us the Spirit, which communicates to us spiritually, quote, "that we may understand," unquote, by experiencing God through Him, quote, "what God has freely given to us," unquote. That is God, the very essence of the eternally Most High God, within and a part of ourselves. Quote, "we have the mind of Christ," verse 16. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus gave us this promise, quote, "but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me." John chapter 14, verse 26, and chapter 15, verse 26. Also, I suggest reading John chapter 16, verses 5 through 15 about the Holy Spirit and His work. Believe Jesus when He says that the Spirit within us testifies spiritually to us is a very good thing, though it is a concept that is very hard to understand. It is something that we do experience and understand from a spiritual experience.
BDBD is sponsored by BibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.